99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
All right, so there is a TikTok that is kind of getting a lot of attention, courtesy of Madison. She has her own hashtag life hack for getting rid of a hickey. So,
oh my gosh. Okay.
All right. I'll let Madison explain.
Ladies and gents, my boyfriend is over. Got a little hickey. Not pleasant. Don't want my mom to see it. Don't want his parents to see it. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so we've all been in that situation, right? You get a little hickey on
Have
your...
we?
You mean to tell me you've never had a hickey?
No, I have not, sir. Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me like that? I... do not recall having one of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We're going to let Madison continue with her hashtag life hack on hashtag getting rid of hickeys.
Anyways, you want to know what I did? A metal whisk from your kitchen. You're going to take a metal whisk and you're going to whisk your neck.
Yeah. A metal whisk on your neck, according
you're
to Madison. Yes.
The neck.
Gets rid of a hickey.
Okay. You're going to whisk it. 5 minutes is all it took. I'm not even kidding. Please duet this and try it out for me because, girl.
Okay, so.
Girl.
I've never tried the whisk, the metal whisk, but I want to know real quick, 502-571-9970, because anyone have a awkward hickey story? And I will start it off, okay?
We're going down this road? Really?
Wow. Listen, let me okay. tell you. Let me tell you about a hickey about the size of a piece of Genoa salami slapped on my neck, okay?
Wow. And here kicks off the sassy hour of the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It was courtesy of my then girlfriend, now wife.
Oh, wow.
So,
wait a second. Did she give you permission to tell the story?
No, she didn't, but it's whatever. So here's the thing. We have been together a long time, okay?
Yeah.
And so I was graduating from college, and she and I were, you know...
happy about it.
Yes, but it was before graduation, and she's like... Let me just, for a little secret, give you a little hickey on the base of your neck that will be covered by your collar of your shirt.
Oh, wow.
It'll be our little secret. And I was like, all right, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Little did I know my body's natural reaction to a hickey. And that is to absolutely go wild. And my neck, it was like she was a vampire and I was her victim. She latched on like a character from True Blood or Twilight.
Oh, wow.
Or you know,
okay.
I'm uncomfortable. Or the Discovery of Witches.
A very vivid mental picture.
And so when she was done, it was this, like, you've seen salami at the grocery store, right?
Yeah, it's thick.
Purple, big salami.
It was on the
side of my neck, and I was like, oh my God. It appeared literally 2 minutes later, and it was big. And graduation was the next day. And I'm like, oh! And so I was like, my mom's gonna kill me. And she's like, oh, we'll just cover it up with makeup. The makeup didn't cover it up. And so picture of me accepting my diploma, you see, because it's on the side where the hickey is present, you see the big bruise on my neck. All for my graduation.
You must produce this picture. You must produce this picture ASAP, sir.
Gosh,
we need to see it.
I have it somewhere. I do have it somewhere. Maybe
you have to find it.
It is in it. Well, it's on a physical photo, so I might have to see if I can like produce it and post it later on the socials. But let me just tell you, that is my awkward having a hickey story and having it. I guess, preserved for life because it was your graduation.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I know.
Kim is judging me because I haven't had any hickeys. She's judging me hardcore. But Mallory's like, your girls are probably mortified right now.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's texting in pictures or it didn't happen. Listen, I have a picture. I'm not happy about it. And I'm going to see if I can produce it because I have no shame at this point in my career.
Yeah, why not?
Chris, you gotta. Chrissy. Oh, gosh, Chrissy.
You have to edit that? Edit that.
I'll edit it a little bit, all right? All right, so Chrissy texts in and says, and when we're talking, and we're being real honest with each other right now, all right?
We are. This is sharing circle.
All right, she says, when my husband and I were dating, he gave me some hickeys on my chest. Well, it slipped my mind that the next day I had a doctor's appointment. Of course, they had to do an exam.
Oh, gosh.
Mortified, but props to the doc for her professionalism. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
That's great. That's great.
Wow.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Another text. If you've never had a hickey or have to make plans for one, you're missing an important ingredient of life.
Really? Yeah, no. And listen, I got a lot of real estate. I am like, I'm like a walking bobblehead. I have a very long neck. I don't need to cover it with that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's not cute.
Adriana's really confused and then saying, wait, why did you have to have a conversation about it first? I mean, when she starts in like the vampire on the neck, and then you're like, and then I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And she's like, ah, wait, just let me just, it's a little secret for us. Oh, wow. That was kind of the conversation, all right?
She was like latching on like a leech.
Like a, just I'm telling you, like I was her prey. It was like a vampire.
Wow.
It was awful.
Blood sucking leech action. Like, what is happening?
But had I had the hack, bringing it full circle, had I had the hack of just whisking it with a little metal whisk. Oh, my gosh.
But no, now it's forever embedded on your neck for eternity in the picture that you must find. You must find it.
Okay.
It must happen.
All right. All right. So I don't know if we want to continue this conversation or not. As Kelly's internet is starting to just tell her that she's done with this conversation.
I'm out.
I don't want to really continue talking about hickeys.
I don't want to.
But just some of your stories are just too good.
Oh, wow.
So we were just talking about this TikTok from Madison who says, hey, if you got a hickey, which is a bruise typically on your neck from someone kissing it. A way to get rid of it is to whisk a metal kitchen, you know, whisk on your area and it'll go away, according to her. Yes, and a lot of people are like, what even possessed her to do that?
Not sure.
I don't even know.
But I guess we're all blessed because of that, right?
Right. Tara writes in and says, I once had to walk into work with a huge hickey for a job interview.
Oh my God.
Still got the job though. Oh my God.
Good for you. Kate, yeah. OMG. Kate has a good one. She said, the first time my husband and I had, you know, a special time, he left hickeys on me. I didn't know it. Well, went to church the next day. It was Mother's Day. My grandma asked why I had bruises all over my neck. They were so big. Oh. I got some dirty looks from people.
Listen, grandma knew. She was just wanting to hear you say it. Let's be honest. Grandma knew what that
church
was.
Mother's Day. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. Man. Alyssa, when I was in high school, I was dating my now husband. He put a hickey on my stomach just to be a butt. I had cheer practice that night, and while I was tumbling, my shirt came up, and my coach noticed and pulled me aside.
Oh,
it
my God.
Just so happens my husband had previously dated her daughter. Lecture ensues. And she says she knows what he's about, et cetera, talk about mortified. Oh, my gosh. That is great. All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much for all the hickey stories. That helps my, I got a hickey preserved for life on a graduation photo as I was getting presented my diploma from my wife.
And again, we will not let that story die until we see the picture.
Yeah, I got to see if I can dig that up.